Hello, and welcome to Barely Contained, the podcast waiting with the rest of the world on the next release of Revelations exposing the globe's most powerful people to scrutiny. Let's just hope that Rebecca Vardy's Jungle Diaries doesn't let us down this year.
Oh, good stuff.
Well, hello, Matt. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm very well. Thank you very much, Chris Beckett. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Yes, so I've dispensed with the usual pleasantries. Hello, Matt Withers. But yeah, we've got a good lineup for December's. I wouldn't say festive, Barely Contained, because there might be a surprise on the way in the old stocking to come. But yeah, some good things ahead.
Yeah, and I think well, you're leading with a story that you found. Well, this features somebody else who has been in the jungle, albeit I think he went out very, very quickly, despite being paid a vast sum of money to go in there.
Yes.
And somebody from Hollyoaks had literally no idea who he was.
Yeah. Well, let's dig in, shall we? So this is from the Daily Star, and the headline: Noel Edmonds flooded with support from fans after he makes dramatic life change.
Ooh, I'm intrigued.
Noel Edmonds has opened up about his bold life change after leading the UK to start afresh in New Zealand with his wife Elizabeth Davies, admitting he knew nobody upon arrival.
Well, not even anybody from Shortland Street.
I know. I don't know quite what he was expecting. Was he like the red carpet treatment?
Yeah, the great Noel Edmonds is deigned to give us his presence. Jacinda Ardern there with some flowers.
Yeah. I mean, as well, like, would you read that headline and think that this was a recent life change, or maybe one that's just happened in the last few weeks?
I mean, it does suggest that something has just it's just happened to him, but I suggest that maybe it might not be.
Well, let's carry on. Three people have written this story, just yeah. FYI.
Yeah, one more than it took to uncover Watergate.
Noel Edmonds has shared details about his significant life transformation, which surprised fans.
Now, I think I know what this transformation is, and I'm not one of his fans. I would say that if I was one of his fans, I may be even more keyed in to recent changes in Noel Edmonds' life.
Has he ditched the beard?
Has he split up with Mr. Blobby?
Oh, there's all these things. After leaving the UK to start anew in New Zealand with his wife Elizabeth Davies in 2019, the television host recently spoke openly about the massive shift, admitting he knew nobody when he first arrived.
But anticipated
putting that in quotes.
Yeah. He anticipated getting the full-on hacker treatment at the airport.
In a sincere Instagram video addressed to his followers, the former Deal or No Deal host said, "Hello, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. Thank you for all your kind comments. And yeah, I enjoy these messages, but you appear to enjoy them even more. I'm back on the beach at Nelson Bay, and it really is just so glorious today. There's one of these lovely breezes, not too chilly, but refreshing considering that it's about 23-24 degrees.
Oh, I'm glad this is in a sincere Instagram video, Chris, because I do loathe an insincere Instagram video.
Oh, yeah, if he was just knocking it out without taking care.
No, he wouldn't do that. He's a pro, you know. He used to be Radio 1 breakfast show. He knows to wish people by a different time of day, depending on where they are in the world. He also knows to give them a brief weather report.
Yes.
I mean, he should do the travel as well.
It starts off very statesman-like. And then by the end, it's kind of into like kind of conversations with an elderly relative about the weather.
Yeah. You could just imagine him ending it with, and here's a bit of Christa Berg to take us up to the news.
He continued, "I thought I would just reiterate for the benefit of people that may be feeling a little down or troubled or looking for that little bit of extra energy. I came to New Zealand for a totally new lifestyle in 2019. I knew nobody, no one at all."
Wow, there's a lot going on here. I mean, firstly, he went to New Zealand because he just needed that little bit of extra energy. Now, Chris, as somebody who often does stand-up comedy late in the evening. I often need a little bit of extra energy. I usually go for a Lucozade. I never think, I'll just pop to New Zealand.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long flight for one. I mean,
Yeah.
it might be short-term pain, long-term gain, but
I mean,
you
after
know.
that 20-hour flight, you're going to be absolutely knackered, if anything.
Yeah, you'd be bushed.
Yes, he went there in 2019, which I would suggest was 6 years ago.
Yes, I'm well, I'm wondering why it's suddenly become front page news. And I know there'll be some people who say, it's all very well for you. You've got a few bob, yeah? And I've worked all my life really, really hard and paid all my taxes.
Well, good on you, Noel, but I would say you're supposed to pay your taxes. It's not the sort of thing people ordinarily feel they need to boast about. It's kind of something we all have to do.
I mean, we haven't got a skin in this game. We're not like being, bankrolled by HMRC. He went on. I came here knowing absolutely nobody, and I've never doubted the wisdom of the decision once. If you're facing problems, troubles, or challenges in your life, maybe from within or from your family and friends, from outside forces, them, and you're finding it all a bit demotivating, don't be demotivated for a second. You have it within you to make a bold decision.
Oh, who are these outside forces? This sounds a bit conspiratorial.
That is where it gets a bit sinister, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's probably the BBC, isn't it? He doesn't like the BBC.
He doesn't know, which is, obviously the BBC is coming under a lot of flack at the moment, and it doesn't need Edmonds, still
Joining
bitter
in.
about there not being a 28th season of Telly Addicts.
Yeah, what about his Hoofa
I
Doofa?
was not brave to come to New Zealand. The people who came here a couple of hundred years ago, many of whom perished out there trying to have a new life, they were brave.
What's he talking about?
I love the fact that he's sort of thinking, well, there might be some people out there who consider me on a par
Yeah.
with other brave travellers.
Also, he's very pro-empire, isn't he?
He certainly is.
He's very pro-colonization.
I was just bold, and sometimes in life you do need to be bold. I mean, is he talking about a deal or no deal here?
Yeah.
You need to do it for yourself. If you do it for yourself, you will benefit those you care about most. It's a good argument for selfishness.
He's really justifying it there, isn't
His supporters were touched by his inspiring message and filled the comments with encouraging words, reports the Mirror. One admirer posted, "You're so right. Nothing in life that's really worth doing will feel easy at first. It's best to regret doing something than regret not doing it." Another added, "Brilliant stuff, sending you positive energy and love too."
Lovely. Yeah, I mean, he's never once regretted all those times that he gunged Dave Lee Travis.
I really needed to hear this today, a third follower agreed.
He really has been inundated, hasn't he, by these three people?
I mean, if you put out a sincere, profound Instagram message like that, you've got to expect your inbox to be flooded.
Wow. It turns out that the Zen of Noel Edmonds is what we all need right now.
Yeah, I mean, and I can reflect, Matt. I can. It strikes a chord with me. I when I moved to Woking, I thought you're not brave. You're not brave, Chris.
Knew nobody there, did you? Not even Paul
I
Weller.
knew nobody there. I mean, I knew that Paul Weller was from here, and I one of the members of Status Quo. Something about H.G. Wells, but apart from that, I was just flying completely into the dark.
Yeah, sometimes you're just going to make a bold decision.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to call myself brave, but I'll leave that for others to say.
Yep. I wonder if I mean he doesn't regret anything. What about all that money he sunk into that crinkly bottom theme park near Preston?
Yeah, I mean,
I bet he regrets that.
Yes, but as the commentator said, you regret more that you did. He'd have regretted it more if he hadn't have given it a go.
Yeah, too true.
Anyway, I mean, that's a great start to the show. Where do we go from here?
Well, I am looking on the online pages of the Daily Mail, and it's headlined Jelly Roll Shaves Beard for First Time in 10 Years, as Wife Bunny XO's reaction is priceless.
Wow, I mean, Jelly Roll is someone I think we've mentioned in the past. Perhaps you could remind the
Well,
listeners.
we have mentioned Jelly Roll in the past. I must confess, like a lot of these people, it tends to go in one ear and out the other. I believe him to be a musician of some sort.
Yeah.
I can't really tell you what his oeuvre is.
Is he a little bit country?
He looks like he could be a little bit country. He's a big man. He's got a, well, he had a beard. I can't really tell you much more. He's married to a woman called Bunny XO, who intriguingly chose not to take Roll as her name when they got married. She's obviously
Yeah.
sticking with the XO she was born with.
Was well, it's interesting. Yeah, Bunny XO was my MySpace
Yeah. Oh, well, hopefully this story will clue us in a bit more as to who this pair are.
Yeah.
Jelly Roll is trying a new look amid his 200-pound weight loss journey.
Oof.
Fortunately, because we've had Brexit, Chris, the Daily Mail can stick with its imperial measurements, which will mean nothing to anyone much below the age of 45.
I'm trying to get the stones in there. Like it's de I mean I can tell you it definitely weighs a lot more than I do.
That's yeah, it's a lot. We've spoken before that I don't really understand imperial measurements, but £200, I guess, is a lot. And I guess he's not lost all that by shaving his beard, and they must have been one hell of a beard.
No, I mean that would be some beard.
The 40-year-old music artist who is touring in Australia revealed he shaved his beard for the first time in a decade in a recent social media post shared by wife Bunny XO, 45. I hope this is a sincere social media post, Chris. Do you any sort I like?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to. Yeah, I mean, it's a brave decision.
It's bold. It's certainly bold. The blonde podcaster said in an Instagram clip this week, "You guys, I have been with my husband for going on 10 years now, and I have never seen this man without his facial hair. Not one freaking time."
Oh, okay.
The
I
blonde
mean, she doesn't sound happy.
podcaster. No. She then said, "My husband, in honor of his shoot that he did today, is going to shave off his beard completely because now that he's so skinny, look at that freaking jawline. We want to see that jawline, right, ladies?"
Well, I mean, yeah, it doesn't have to be just the ladies. I'm
No.
interested.
A jawline, I don't know about you, Chris. I'm a big fan of Roger Ramjet. A man with
Definitely.
quite a striking jaw. You don't get many mentions of Roger Ramjet in podcasts,
You really don't,
do
no.
you? Ahead of the facial hair removal, Jelly Roll joked, "We're trying to see if a facelift might be in order." Bunny refused to look until all the hair was removed, repeating, I'm not looking okay."
Yeah, it's great these tales, isn't it? It really gets home the hilarity of the moment.
It really is a man shaving his beard off. Oh, if you'd have told us, it would have been news a couple of decades ago when a man shaved his beard off. I mean, I'm sure David Blunkett threatened to do it once or twice.
Yeah. If you'd have told me it'd been news 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, to be fair, a man that no one's ever heard of shaving his beard. She told her followers, "He tried to just show me, but I'm not looking until it's all done, and then he just kicked me out of the room." Bunny eventually returned to witness her husband's beard go from a goatee to a cop moustache, which she found particularly attractive.
Now, what is a cop moustache? Is it a sort of twirly one?
What, like a sort of 18th century German aristocrat might favour?
Well, yeah, possibly. I mean, it's got it. I think it's got to be thick enough for them to hold it. It's not going to be a little pencil moustache, is it? A cop moustache?
No, not a little. It's not a little Terry Thomas number. I
No.
suppose American cops, do they tend to have moustaches? More so than over here. You don't really see a policeman with a moustache here, do you?
No, you don't. No.
But yeah, on American TV, they do tend to have moustaches quite a lot of the time for whatever reason. She complimented her longtime love, telling him he looked so fine and branding them both fire.
Wow.
I can't believe we're reading this
I
absolute
mean,
tosh.
I don't want to, like I as a man, well, as both of us in our mid-40s, she is 45 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the days of branding things fire,
It's
come on.
a little undignified, isn't it? It's a little undignified. But when he was fully shaven, she covered her mouth in shock and said, "The total naked face, it's not terrible."
Every endorsement there.
The couple went on to FaceTime loved ones to unveil the hit maker's fresh face, sharing the shocked reactions. One person said, "Oh my God, I'm gonna cry." And another added, "What the fuck? I am scared."
Wow. And that's what your loved ones say.
Yeah. However, Jelly Roll, real name Jason DeFord, has not debuted his hairless face online yet.
Oh, that's another that's another post waiting.
With fans eager for the big reveal, Bunny wrote online, "Hey guys, he will show y'all when he's ready." Maybe he'll wait 6 years to break the big news, like Noel Edmonds for his
It's
fans.
like that last it's like that last George R. R. Martin novel. Never gonna come.
It comes after Jelly Roll displayed his shrinking body over the summer when he guest hosted Jimmy Kimmel Live. Shrinking body sounds a bit weird, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, not to, say that we're out of touch, but if he's guest hosting Jimmy Kimmel Live, he probably is quite well
He's
known.
probably quite famous, isn't he?
Yeah.
But just not in this country.
Yes. He's not, yeah. He's not UK famous, is
It's a
he?
bit. It's kind of a bit like, I don't think Noel Edmonds would stop the traffic on Fifth and Broadway.
Yeah, you're right. Although obviously now he's been in New Zealand for 6 years, in Wellington,
Yeah.
he'd be massive.
The musician has been slowly melting off weight, and last December he shared his health and fitness goal, landing the cover of Men's Health magazine. How does one
Melting off
melt
weight.
off weight? What?
It doesn't sound healthy.
It does not sound like a good way of going about it. Melting off weight? And then it just goes into a bit of detail about his weight loss. Doesn't really explain what melting off weight is. It's just a bit about how he lost weight and he's glad he lost weight. And I don't think we need to go into the weeds of that.
Are there any good comments?
Let's have a look. Well, somebody called DRL1 in looks like upstate New York has got an issue with the reporting of this story, Chris. They
Okay.
say shaving would imply that he removed all the hair on his face. He just trimmed his beard, not shaved it.
Ooh, well, yeah. I mean, one to take to the PCC.
Mark in Littlehampton in the United Kingdom, he comes to the point. He says, "Who the fuck is Jelly Roll and who cares?" But Mark in Littlehampton has instantly been taken to task by Red Rover 1976 in the Western United States, who says, "Stay on your little island and don't worry about it."
Ooh.
The obnubilator in Hampshire says, "I assume this Mr. Roll is the blonde one in the red baseball cap because the other guy has a beard in every single picture."
Mr. Roll. It's like shades of Jeremy Paxman interviewing
Yes,
Dizzy Rascal.
yes. The cynical optimist in Lancashire says an article with a total focus on him shaving off his beard, only for it not to be shown. What a waste of time.
I'd say, right, I'm gonna give myself a good 10 minutes with this one.
Mr. Really Cynical in Cambridge says the world can end now. It's over. We're all beyond hope.
He's got a point.
These comments are so 178. Ali Lily 40 in Yorkshire says these two, Jelly and wife, are very generous towards helping homeless charities, etc. And P. Birchy in London said, prefer his brother, Arctic Roll, much cooler.
Oh dear.
Lovely stuff.
Yeah.
Finally, Chris, I think you're taking us to, we're well over 100 episodes into this podcast now. I think you're taking us to a publication we've never looked at before.
Yeah, we're spreading our wings a bit, and now we are looking at the pages, or the digital pages of Lad Bible.
Are you a regular reader of Lad Bible?
I've certainly read it from time to time, yeah. Very popular with a demographic considerably younger than me.
Yes, and everyone listening.
Yeah. Anyway, here we go. And the headline is, Bradley Cooper has important reason for always sitting on apple boxes while filming movies.
Oh, my word. This is going to be a good one.
I mean, apple boxes. Just first of all, what if I say apple boxes to you, what do you think of? Are you thinking of like something wooden or cardboard?
I'm picturing a wooden crate piled to the top with apples, for some reason in my mind, being used by a witch to lure children.
I wasn't sure where you were going for that, but okay, fair enough. So here we go. The actor and director has explained why chairs are banned from his film sets. So Bradley Cooper once shared the bizarre reason why he sits on apple boxes while he's on movie sets.
Great. I like the fact they've put once in the intro just to alert you to the fact that this new story might not be new.
Yeah. He's or maybe he's just, you know, he let the cat out of the bag. He doesn't want to talk about it anymore.
No. He mentioned it once and now he just wants it to go away.
Yeah, along with past dalliances. Anytime he's on Graham Norton or any other show, he's like, look, I don't want to talk about this. I certainly don't want to talk about the apple boxes. The Hangover star has been a mainstay in Hollywood over the past couple of decades, with roles in a number of films across a range of genres.
Wow, that's somebody who's really padding out the word count, isn't it?
What? I mean, that is a very generic sentence.
I mean, that is, come on, that's AI, isn't it? Roles in a number of films across a range of genres.
Whether he's voicing Marvel's favourite CGI raccoon Rocket or portraying Chris Kyle in American Sniper, it's fair to say the 50-year-old is one of the A-listers in the entertainment industry.
Yeah, with Bradley Cooper and Noel Edmonds.
Cooper has also ventured away from acting in recent years, starting to direct some of his own titles, while also continuing to star in them.
Wow, this is a lot of padding to get to the apple boxes, isn't it?
Titles? A bit odd, anyway. Add producer to the list, and you could call him a triple threat. But it turns out that he has a fairly unusual way of working on set, specifically as a director.
Yeah. Is it apple boxes?
Let's see. It's very odd. They're sort of like saying, oh, he's multi-talented, but it turns out as though like, this is the thing. this is the fly in the ointment. Speaking to industry legend Spike Lee as part of Variety's Directors on Directors series, Cooper explained his unique process, which oddly doesn't involve chairs.
Wow. Is it apple boxes?
You'd think that those in the director's seat would want people on set to be comfortable, but the actor says that it's not as good as staying on your feet or sitting on boxes.
Right, we're getting to the nub of this finally.
Yeah. There's no chairs on set, Cooper revealed to the Do the Right Thing director, adding, I've always hated chairs and I feel like your energy dips the minute you sit down in the chair. So an apple box is a very nice way to sit and everybody's together.
Wow. So much going on there. Firstly, if his energy dips, Bradley, I'd say pop to New Zealand. That's the way to
Exactly.
give yourself a little boost. I've always hated chairs. What a peculiar thing to say.
Is it something to do with like on-set hierarchy? So he doesn't like the kind of idea of like one of those kind of like chairs that has the word director on the back, and he's just trying to get all his cast together and on the same level.
It could be, or maybe they're a little bit high, maybe like Marcelo Bielsa, he likes to be directing from a certain vantage point.
Yeah, or maybe he had like a bad experience in like furniture warehouse or IKEA.
Also, why so specifically Apple? I mean, if somebody was presenting with a banana box, would he be like, "Get out of here"?
You maverick.
I wish my box to have contained apples and only apples.
Only apples. He said, "There's no video village. I hate that." No
What's that
idea.
mean?
Yeah, I mean, that should really be explained.
No video village. Sounds like a sort of video hire shop from the early 90s.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, okay, well, we. The Blockbuster's closed, but there's still Video Village across the way. There may be doubts about his methods, but movies such as A Star Is Born and Maestro have gone on to become critically acclaimed titles for Cooper, so there appears to be some reason for the oddity.
Wow, this is a very peculiarly written story.
So they're basically saying that it's all down to the Apple boxes. Yeah,
Yeah.
those movies have done well. It may sound bizarre, but Cooper may not be the only director who believes in the method. According to Anne Hathaway, Christopher Nolan also doesn't allow chairs on his sets, telling Variety in 2020 that his reasoning is if you have chairs, people will sit. And if they're sitting, they're not working.
This sounds like the sort of policy a new reform leader of a local authority might have. Right, the first thing we're doing is we're getting rid of all the chairs. If anyone's sitting down, they're not actually working. It's woke.
This meeting is over. He has these incredible movies in terms of scope and ambition and technical prowess and emotion. It always arrives at the end under schedule and under budget. I think he's onto something with the chair thing,
Yeah.
she claimed.
Yeah. I mean, that is always an issue with Christopher Nolan films. It's the chairs that bump it up to
Yeah.
that $200 million thing. Yeah,
Exactly,
when I
exactly.
was watching Tenet, I was thinking he spent a lot of money on chairs here.
Yeah, like that's just is it's just a lot of waste. Robert Downey Jr. would second this, saying that there were no chairs on the set of Oppenheimer, claiming you would go back and sit in your set chair. No, you wouldn't, because there were no set chairs. Mean, if you're worrying about, the permutations of nuclear bomb.
Yeah.
Nolan's representative would later respond to Hathaway's comments, suggesting that she was speaking about the director's chairs clustered around the video monitor. For the record, the only thing banned from Nolan's set are cell phones, brackets, not always successfully, and smoking, brackets, very successfully, Kelly Bush Novak told IndieWire, adding that cast and crew can sit wherever and whenever they need, and frequently do.
Wonderful. He just wants to get it on the record that
Yeah.
he does allow people to sit down.
Yeah. No, Nolan is not. He doesn't insist on standing.
Wow, what a strange story. And we're no closer to know why specifically apples.
Yeah, I mean, Bradley, if you're listening, which,
Yeah.
maybe you are, maybe you aren't. It'd be great if you could let us know.
Yeah, please do. If somebody was to turn up with a kumquat box, would you hurl it in their face?
Yeah. And there's a picture of him actually with his arm around Spike Lee, in which there are some chairs
Yeah,
in the background.
there are definitely one to at least four chairs in that picture. I don't know what to believe anymore.
Yeah.
But Chris, we have to come to an end on this month's Barely Contained, but I think it's been a good one. I mean, I think anything that involves Noel Edmonds is good.
I would say it's definitely not outstayed its welcome.
Yeah, that's the best we can say.
I'm not talking about Noel Edmonds in New Zealand.
No, we have no idea. I mean, what did the New Zealanders think? If you're from New Zealand, do you get in touch?
Exactly. That would be good.
In the interim, Chris, we've got a new episode out. Oh, well, it's no secret we mentioned it last time. We're probably going to have a little Christmas episode out, probably around Christmas time, as is traditional.
Makes
So
sense.
there'll be a little bonus, extra barely contained, landing in your podcast stocking around the festive period. But until then, Chris, how should people spend their time?
Well, I mean, just to say on that, I think we should do it standing up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, very insistent. Unless you can procure an Apple box from
But in
somewhere.
the meantime, yes, if you are looking to engage with us, then either go to X at barely underscore pod, or maybe I would suggest if you're on Facebook, go to Barely Contain the Podcast. Because it's a good way of catching up with all the past episodes as well.
Yep, do that. And then please, please, please go to your podcatcher of choice, however you're listening to this, be that on Spotify or Amazon or any podcatcher out there, and subscribe and do leave us a review because it does get us in front of more people, blah, blah, blah. And we're on YouTube, of course. You don't actually see us, it's just a logo in the audio, but well, we're told that's where you need to be these days. So there we are. You can, of course, subscribe to us on YouTube and leave a review, please.
Yes, please.
As it just leaves me to say thank you very much, Chris Beckett.
Thank you, Matt Withers.
And thank you, the listener.
Yes,
And
thank you.
we'll be back at Christmas time.
Yeah, see you then.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Now on BBC One, from a decade of small screen faces and facts, champion tele addicts.